over 50 years ago, when they started doing the work on Encyclopedia Talmudit, everything is arranged based on alibis. So they said, I hope that when they get to the letter Tav, on the right about Tisha B'Av, they have to write. But years ago, Jewish people used to observe the first day on Tisha B'Av. It's already 50 years after they started the Encyclopedia Talmudit, and we're still fasting on Tisha B'Av. Still don't have a base on Mikdash. In the event that the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt today, then there's no Tisha B'Av. If there's no Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, then we have to observe Tisha B'Av. The Gemara tells us that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are not allowed to eat, not allowed to, we have to observe all the dinim, even during Bein HaShemashes. So right after Shkiyah, we assume it's Bein HaShemashes. Children before Bar Mitzvah are not obligated to fast at all. Many communities have a mistaken minhag, which is against the din. The children have to fast, boys and girls have to fast the last three tanesim before they become bar mitzvah. So that's not correct. Children, even if a relative dies, children before bar mitzvah are not obligated to observe avelas, and fasting on Tisha B'Av and the sorbetev and some gedalia is a form of legal avelas, and the children don't have to fast. Fasting on Yom Kippur is not a form of avelas. The Mishnah is at the end of Yom, children before bar mitzvah have to fast. In America, the children are all fairly healthy, overweight. And so 2 years before Bar Mitzvah, they're supposed to fast the whole day. 2 years before, 2 years before Bar Mitzvah, they're supposed to fast half a day on Yom Kippur, but not on Tisha B'Av. Written in Korea, usually when a relative dies, the children before Bar Mitzvah do not have to observe Avelis, but they have to observe Kriya. Kriya, the Gemara says, is not a form of Avelis. But drinking kriya by the Kaisel of Arabi is considered a form of avelos. So the children before Bar Mitzvah are not obligated to drink kriya when they go to the Kaisel of Arabi. I just came to Eretz Yisrael last night. I haven't been here, I haven't seen the Kaisel of Arabi in 30 days, so I'm going to have to drink kriya. Those who haven't seen the Kaisel yet, they have to be obligated to drink kriya. Those who passed Bar Mitzvah, I assume everybody has passed Bar Mitzvah. Achila Shtia, one is not permitted, one is not permitted to eat or to drink on Tisha B'Av. If one is a Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana, it means that fasting will knock you out. You're going to have to be laying in bed all day. You're going to have a splitting headache, whatever. Something won't be able to function normally. That's the definition of a Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana. So there was no Takana of fasting that you're permitted to eat. The Taz is one of the major commentaries on Shulchan Aruch. Taz thought that we shouldn't paskin like that. He thought that Tisha B'Av should be the same as Yom Kippur, that only a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana is permitted to eat. His opinion has absolutely not been accepted. There was a mistake printed in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik. They printed the talks that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave on Tisha B'Av. So they quoted, maybe he said it, but that's not the din. He himself didn't paskin like that. They quoted Rabbi Soloveitchik said that only a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. That is not the din. We have not accepted the view of the Taz. One is not permitted to wear shoes on Tisha B'Av. The Torah has a din of chalitza. If a man is married and he dies, leaving no descendants, no children, grandchildren, so his wife needs chalitza. And it says in the Chumash, chotza na'al or me'al raklo. How do you define na'al? So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, and the generally accepted opinion is that na'al, it only has a din of a shoe if it's made from leather. So the Rambam writes, it's a machlekes harishanim, not a paskin. Machlekes atanai, machlekes harishanim. The overwhelming majority of the rishanim paskin, based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, that only has the status of a shoe if it's made from leather. However, the Panim Meiris, who's one of the early paskin from a few centuries ago, recommended maybe we should follow the Rambam, we should be machmal like the Rambam. That's Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to recommend that not only on Yom Kippur, but it could be that all of the Hamishi Inuyim, the observance of all of these five dinim, could be a din deraisa, according to the Rambam, but even on Tisha B'Av, where it's clearly only the Rabbanan. The Rambam says it should be Margish Koshi Oretz. If you're wearing sneakers that have arches, then you're going to be very comfortable. In fact, the sneakers are probably more comfortable than leather shoes. So the Panamir is recommended that one should be choshish for the Shitas HaRamam. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Sfardim usually follow Chacham Ovadia, and he says that you don't have to observe that. Panamir was an Ashkenazi poisi. So Chacham Ovadia writes, quotes all of the overwhelming majority of the Sfardim Shibboleth, and they all say you don't have to be machmer. Talmud Torah, one is not permitted to learn whatever you're learning normally. You are permitted to learn Hilchas Tisha B'Av and Hilchas Aveilus and Dvar Maroim Shadir, you're certainly in Dvar Muta. But the regular, what you learn normally, is not permissible on Tisha B'Av. The Ramah quotes a minig that from Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos around 1 o'clock approximately. So Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, one is not permitted to learn whatever you would normally be learning. So the Mishnah Brura had a yeshiva, Chavetz Chaim had a yeshiva in Radin. And in all the Lithuanian yeshivas, they didn't like this Ramah. So he quotes a long Bir Halacha where he says, it's okay, you can violate this din. It's a minik, you don't have to observe the minik. But the world doesn't come to an end if you do observe the minik. And the minik has a good sense, the Ksav Sefer writes in his Truvas, that the reason that it doesn't make sense, all the other laws of Tisha B'Av only begin at night after the Shkia. Why should Talmud Torah begin at Chatzos? And even if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, the minik is, Rishonav says, you don't learn Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos you observe Avelas. How come? So the Ksav Sefer explains the name of his father, the Ksav Sefer. It's not that the laws of Avelos have to be observed after Tisha B'Av. Whatever you're going to learn in the afternoon after Chatzos, you will probably be thinking, we hope, you'll be thinking about it in the evening. And one is not permitted to be Maharib in Talmud Torah. Not only are you not allowed to learn if you have a Sefer to talk, even to think about learning. So that's probably the reason for the Chobar Saramah. And there's a lot to learn in Hilchas Avelos. People are dying every day and never died before. And you have to know the dinim. You should live, your parents should live, and but there are people dying all the time. So you have to know the laws of Avelos. You have to know them sometime or another. So it's not so bad. After Chatzos, the Ramah's recommendation is that today one should not learn things that you're not allowed to learn. In fact, some of the poskim are of the opinion that on Tisha B'Av, it's not that you're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to learn other things, but what you are allowed to learn, you're to learn the Hasmada Meruba. You're supposed to learn Hadis Vayom Alayla all day and all night. You're supposed to learn the Hasmada. It's not that it's a day off from learning. I don't know if that opinion was accepted, but this Techemet quotes a few Achareinim who want to say it like that. Mechitza is prohibited on Tisha B'Av. One is not permitted to wash the body. One is not allowed to wash your face or your hands. When you wake up in the morning, you wash your hands till the knuckles. Usually it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, how far you have to wash. If you're washing for bread or when you wake up in the morning, whether you wash till the wrist, you wash till the knuckles. The Gemara is very unclear. The Gemara in Chulin says, when you wash for bread, you wash until one joint. When you wash for duchening, you wash for a further joint. So according to Rashi, the Kohanim who go to duchen have to wash their arms till the elbow. Nobody does that. So I don't think nobody does it. So Rashi's opinion, you have to wash for bread when you wake up in the morning till the wrist. And when you wash for duchening, you wash till the elbow. Obviously, Rashi's opinion has not been accepted. Nobody, none of the Kohanim wash to the elbow. So we assume washing for bread when you wake up in the morning, you wash to the knuckles. And then when you wash to duchening, you wash to the wrist. So with machmer, all year long with machmer like Rashi, to wash when you wake up in the morning, to wash to the wrist. But Tisha B'Av, it says you should wash whatever the din requires, bigger din, it's only to the knuckles. Shaila Shalom is also prohibited. You're not permitted to greet each other. Good morning, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. You're not supposed to say good morning. When you wake up, say hello. But not to give an elaborate Shalom Aleichem, just the laws of Shiva. Or Tisha B'Av bin Marzen has all the dinim like Shiva. The Ashkenazim have the custom that we treat the 9 days like Shloshim, and we treat the 3 weeks starting from Shivasa B'Tamaz until Rosh Chodesh be treated like Yudbeis Chodesh. The three categories are Avelos, Shiva, Shloshim, and Yudbeis Chodesh for parents. So Shelo Shalom is one of the dinim that's knowing during Shiva. For married people, there's another din that's not relevant to any of you. If anyone is not feeling well, or if anyone has to take medications with food, with water, whatever, you better ask your madrichim or ask the rabbanim whether you have to, sometimes you have to eat. And you're not allowed to observe me. This is that people have to eat. There's no shabbat about it. You don't have to be a sofik sakana, a chodesh emes sakana. It's also permitted to. These are basically the dinim, and we hope that by the time the encyclopedia Talmudit gets to the letter Tav, they will be able to print that there used to be a fast day. They're only up to the letter Nun. They have another 30 volumes to go. So we hope by the time they finish during our lifetime, and we hope that they should be able to print them. The Jews used to have a fast day on Tisha B'Av because it wasn't Beis Hamikdash, but now we hope very soon that Beis Hamikdash will be built. Have a successful day.